So, Morrell Planning Board, Monday, August 19th, 2019.
No, I did not.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and get started to call the meeting to order for August 19th, 2019.
Your door shut.
For Planning Board Town Morrell.
Well, the sponsors.
We'll go ahead and get started with our first item of business, which is, I think we're caught up with all of our minutes, with the exception of June. Is that correct?
Good. If we got a missing member, you're free to join. Properly advertised public hearing.
Okay. And I would ask that before we go ahead and open the public hearing, Mr. Stone, would you be so kind as to give us a brief update and overview on what it is you propose to do? There were a couple items that I noted in the minutes from June that we needed to follow up on tonight.
We actually had 12.
Oh, okay.
And Mr. Stone was in to see me. Oh, I think within about a week after the last meeting, which was on June 17th, so I think it was like late June, and we went over the requirements, and on that basis, he went off and updated his site plan, and I think, by my count, he had everything there, but certainly that's subject to review. But I think we both came to the conclusion that he had addressed all the outstanding items.
Okay.
But that's obviously your decision now. So.
Maybe if you wouldn't mind him catching me up a little bit, because I missed the June meeting. In those minutes, there were six revisions that were listed. Did you be able to?
Well, I had a total of 12. I'll just go through them briefly.
Okay, sure, if you don't mind.
And also, I should preface this by saying it was also determined that this was a Type 2 action, if you recall, so seeker will not be required. But I'll start. Let me see. By my count, the first item was number one, drains inside the building. Where are the drains? I think Gary, he found that the drains did not go anywhere. They were a sealed, self-contained drain. They didn't drain anywhere. I guess they used to siphon the liquid out or something to that effect when they did use them, the prior user. So it was a self-contained system. They weren't connected to anything. Then the second item, applicant will fill in or provide a separator for the drain. Well, obviously with the outcome of item number one, There was no need for filling any exterior dry well in or providing a separator because the drains were all self-contained. Max limit on storage containers to be shown that could be stored outside. I think we provided that on the plan, both graphically and with a brief note. Snow area reserved for parking area and banked parking, in other words, extra available parking. That is now shown in the back, and I think there is, which I think is fine, there's some dual usage shown between storage of containers or parking. So that back area, there's certain spaces there that could, or certain areas of the lot that could be both. Concrete walk, not existing, remove it. That was the concrete walk at the front of the building near the, I think it's the northerlymost drive. He did remove that. I guess it was a holdover from an old plan that was done. Six, move handicap space closer to the building. He did do that. That is now indicated as a handicap space with the appropriate access aisle right next to the space, the front door of the building. Seven, you see here, working through my notes, record of remediation, June 20th, 2011 date. There was some evidence that came up in our last deliberation about there being a prior spill on this site and a cleanup. Bob Sears, the realtor, was at that meeting. He had the evidence of that being done. And I made a copy of that sheet that he gave me. I think it was a deed reference or something like that, a DEC reference and all that. So we have that in the file.
Before you go on, the what's in the package was just a one-page kind of summary indicating remediation is planned for the site. So what you have...
Well, I'll let them speak to that. I can't recall the specifics. It was late June, so... But I recall that they did have adequate evidence, and we can revisit that. Okay, let's see. My next item was eight. Number of parking spaces matches the number on the plan. There was a prior plan done in 2014. Again, I think it was a holdover, and the spaces didn't match up. So he rectified that and reconciled it, and the spaces on the plan now that are shown do match the parking requirement notation that he has on the right column, right side of the page. Nine, no proposed empty container or debris stored outdoors. That was fulfilled by virtue of a note. We didn't want to see any of that debris in the on-site storage containers. Sometimes they went out, collected the debris, and would come back, and we want to make sure they come back and their vehicles or containers are empty. 10, notification to the fire department. I think you were going to do that.
Yes, I did.
Yep. 11, note if the building is sprinklered.
No sprinkler.
And then the last item is 12, trucks to be empty when stored in the building. So in addition to the no storage outside of partially filled containers or trucks, there was known to be no storage of trucks inside either overnight. And those are the 12 items I have.
Yeah.
I had a question.
No, that's the letter you wrote to them. Did they send one back?
No.
They didn't send
one back. I went down there several times and there was nobody there.
Yeah.
I guess the other one was a fire. There was somebody there.
Yeah.
And I left a copy down there as well as mailing it to them. So I'm sure they have.
Mr. Stone, one of the items that you had indicated in the letter to Town Road Fire Company was that there's another tenant in about 1,000 square feet of the space.
Yes.
What's the name of that business?
Champs Awnings.
Okay.
He was there when I purchased the building.
He was an existing tenant?
He was existing there when I purchased it. He was there. Still there.
You never mentioned him before. This is the first we're aware of the second use of the building.
So I guess how would we handle that in this particular case, Jim? Any concerns about two?
Well, it's the first I've heard of it too. I'd like to hear a little bit more about what they do, but. It appears it would be an allowed use, if it's what I think it is, but I'd like to hear more. But it would just be a matter of making sure that the parking is sufficient, mm-hmm. if there is a retail aspect to this, or is it just wholesale, or is it just, you know, installation, and, you know, he runs his business from this location. So depending upon how the business is executed, it could affect the parking here in terms of parking demand. That would be the primary thing. And then the secondary considerations would be any trash associated with that, you know, extra debris. You know, do they fabricate awnings here, or are they just a pass-through where they receive equipment and, you know, send it back out, or receive parts and send them back out?
Sure.
You know, that just that kind of stuff.
Are you able to give us any details about the Champs business stuff?
Yeah, he stores, he's just a small one guy in an operation, and he stores his things there. When I purchased the building, I was going to use that spot right off, so he stayed in there.
You said it's 1,000 square feet?
Yeah, something like that.
In the warehouse?
When you call it a warehouse, it's just a small area. You can put some things in there.
So he stores some?
I guess he's been around for a long time, Champs. Awnings, somebody wants to burn.
When you say things, could you expand on the word things? What do you call things?
Well, awnings. Screws, bolts. What do you do with an awning? You
should an awning down here, and then you can sell it to the
yes. Yeah. So if you want an awning in your house, you probably give him a call. He'll come out and see you.
But he doesn't need really that space for offices.
No.
So,
you just store it.
He doesn't.
He came there, he was there, and yeah, it was a nice guy. I just left him there.
So is
he pays me for nothing rent. He thinks he's not making money. That's not the deal here. You know, I'm going to throw him out. And when you throw him out. I'm trying to be neighborly, you know.
I don't
really want him in there. It's just a little spot. It's nice.
Just,
I see you have a letter.
I see that, but this is the first we've heard of him using for the little bit.
Mr. Stone, if you wouldn't mind, you had indicated he's in the northwest corner, is he like in his back corner, or the whereabouts in the building is this other
thing? Right there.
Okay.
Right there. That's his garage door, right? This is the garage door there?
Yeah.
That's where it is right there.
Okay.
So he doesn't retail from this location?
No. In fact, I don't really know what he actually does. He just got some boxes in there, and I looked him up, and he sells awnings and that kind of thing.
Does he have walls around his space?
Yeah, it's all partitioned off. Yeah.
Jim, I think in years past, maybe before you, someone was the board, this site plan has come up before with different tenants, occupants.
Right.
It has come up as two uses. This is not the first time.
And you have approved multiple tenant buildings on Route 9,
yeah, this,
I think, many times.
This so. Is not new even for
I know, and it's fine. I'm not saying there's a problem with the use. It's just you want to make sure the site can support it, that's all.
Correct.
And it looks like it's been in existence prior to your ownership, right? Okay.
Does it have a door entry in the back?
Yes.
Or just a garage?
Yeah, the map there, there's a door right next to the
he can get in and out in case
yes. Yeah, there's a door right.
Just a roll-up door.
Well, it says overhead. Oh, wait.
Well, I
think you're correct, Peter, in that the change of use here is associated with Mr. Stone's business. That use, if what you're saying is right, Eric, that use came with the prior site plan and has remained. So.
I didn't hear all of what you said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's where the question started from. I think Mr. Sears and what Mr. Sears is referring to in this letter that was generated to the fire department. It says, quote, also inside of the warehouse in the back northwest corner is another tenant that has a separate space of about 1,000 square feet. The tenant's business is a small awning business. In that space is a small office, and the balance of the space is used for storage for the awning business.
Well, I think we have brought that up in discussion, but we were so concentrated on the other parts of this site plan that we got passed over.
Sure. And just for our purposes, in terms of having an accurate record and site plan that reflects the uses on the site, that's one of the uses that we need to make sure is captured, and that we also then make sure that the site plan and what's proposed can support the proposal. So, okay. We're comfortable. You can rest. If you'd like. However you want to stand, you can. If you want to sit, that's fine too.
Several times have you heard of it being a warehouse. This is a warehouse use, or what is it?
Yeah. This? I think in looking back at the past use of this building, it was always mixed use. It was office and warehouse storage. And the prior owner sold it, and that's when we came upon this. If you recall, this was somewhat of an enforcement action. An inquiry was made about the change of use. I approached Mr. Stone, and that's how this started. So, mixed use is perfectly fine. We just have to understand what those uses are, and like I said, that there's enough infrastructure on the site to support it, which it appears that there is. There's plenty of parking. There's plenty of storage area, given what the proposed use by Mr. Stone is. So, from a zoning administration standpoint, these are allowed uses. You can have mixed use here, and then from a review standpoint, it appears that those uses can be supported by the site.
When they purchased the property, it was full of tenants. The whole building was tenants.
Roughly, it was tenants.
There was a cabinet maker in there. There was also a granite countertops. And then there was a junk man in there. He scrapped metal in one of the sections. Then there was this the awning guy was there. There was a lawn mowing company out in the front. Did I miss anything left?
So inside the building, is there inside the building, is there a lot of partitions, or is it now one open structure underneath?
There's some partitions, but this is mostly open.
Mostly open.
Mostly open. They were all all tenants that were in there.
So I guess Ms. Martin, do we need to know about the petitions, how the layout inside the building is?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Not unless there's some health or safety concern. I think we've gone through a lot of the at the last discussion, I know we talked about the potential storage of hazardous waste or materials or the material involved in his business, and it didn't appear to be any of that.
So basically, other than that 1,000 square feet, all you can put inside of that building are trucks.
And offices. And an office in the front.
For your shredding business.
Yeah.
You're not going to have any more tenants.
No.
Okay. And roughly, how many trucks did you expect?
Are you looking for a spot?
No, sir.
Okay.
Just
so let me check. I know I rented to you one other time, or one is rented to you.
No.
So you know me.
I'm just curious. So roughly, just for refreshment, about roughly how many trucks are going to be placed in that vehicle? In that
I think it's on one of the
letters.
It's on there.
And it'd be empty.
No, you're welcome to come out and
sure.
Say you want to.
No, I'm just curious. Just ask curious.
Okay.
And the trucks are empty just as well as the containers in the back, right?
Yeah, the trucks are shredding trucks. You know, they go to a bank or an accounting office or whatever, and they shred the stuff right on site.
And then go to a spot. They take it from what point A to point B. When they're done, they can go up back to your place.
Yes. You don't know us probably, but we do bailing. We do that down towards Albany in Saratoga. We bail the paper up, and then we deal with a lot of green companies. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And so we have to recycle it, and we have to keep track of where it goes. We can't take it to a landfill, and it can't stay in the truck. But we have to keep the trucks inside.
Sure.
Bear with me for a moment. Yes. Sit down, relax.
I don't know much. I hear you.
You promised your employees or something just well. You pick up the material and shred it someplace.
No. Used to be. Now, if you go to a bank, you can't leave the premises. You go up to the bank, official comes out, there's a camera on the truck, the bucket comes out, there's something there, shredded right there. Then we give them the documentation that we have the materials. Then at the final end, if it's a green company, we have to tell them where it's going. Maybe one of his company, some of the growers.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to mark it out.
Does the public come with items to you to be shredded at the site?
No, not here, but they do go to some of those sites. Mm-hmm. If somebody has a little box or something, we don't even want to deal with it, but we have to deal with it because we're in the business. So you bring it in and you pay $3 or something, and somebody shreds it right there so you can see it.
Jim, one of the conditions, if I heard it correctly, was that there was no storage of open containers?
No storage of containers filled with material.
And that was...
Or trucks.
Same care of being no, but I don't see a no like that on the drawing, so I'm just wondering this.
Well, I thought he had added it, but if he didn't, then that's something that needs to be done.
It just describes the volume of trucks. So how many trucks? How many containers placed right inside will fit that space? That's all he has noted on the map.
Yep.
On site scene.
So notation.
I see the quantity and the size, the maximum number. That's all fine. See where on the site plan it says it will be no material storage in containers. So if that was a condition, I'd just like to see that.
Okay.
And that's the same relative to the trucks as well. There'd be nothing stored in the trucks in the warehouse.
Yeah, whatever, I mean, I'm not seeing notes like that. Unless there was a later version of this.
I don't know. I have to say, I just have one date of July 1st.
That's the one we have, yeah. Division 1.
Any other question? I'm sorry, Terry. No, I was.
Yeah, on the remediation issue, the documents that were possible pathways for contamination, and that these pathways were to be addressed through a remediation plan at the site. So this document doesn't evidence of
so I remember that this has already finished, done, been monitored, it's okay. It's got the, whatever the correct state.
It could be like a closing letter from the something like that we're done.
Yes, I believe there is.
The letter's on file in the town hall.
Okay, so we have that on file, Jim?
I believe so, yes.
That goes to the previous that came up with the
season. Didn't we just have it last week?
I think they sort of remember that we had a document. So
oh, okay.
That document, that's fine.
Does the site plan need to have a reference or a notation that ties to that document together to report that?
How long ago was the remediation done?
They said June 2011, but I don't know.
They said this was dated September 2012.
After that.
Yeah, this says it's going to happen.
Well, there's also in the file a reference to an environmental easement provided to DEC dated February 21st, 2018, where DEC's permitted access onto the site to monitor. So that would lead you to believe also that there is a remediation completed.
Or that they continue to monitor because the groundwater was not yet
right.
Shown to be clean.
There may be reference in the report that the sewer is coming when there's a groundwater for all intents and purposes. It's going to get there.
Yeah, they don't do that.
As far as those containers have stuff in it, we did discuss
that. I can give you some other information.
Put some in it. I didn't address that because of
the. Hang on one second. Excuse me, Bob. Just want to make sure I have one conversation. I'm sorry. I get easily confused. Was there any additional information that you found in Tim, or are you still doing a little bit?
I've got the construction certification final report, Northeastern Grave Year Cylinder Service Site Remedial Construction, Town of Morrill, Saratoga County. Dated April 2011.
The ASPLAN still has an active spill because it's being monitored.
This is 7 years ago, so there's certainly time. The remediation plan is in effect. And they do know municipal water is probably not a problem, but the soil is.
That's
and that can contaminate the groundwater, which then leads to other parcels if you not drink it.
Excavation or some other kinds of disturbance that you could have.
And I think, you know, threats to employees or public.
I can give you this also.
Okay.
You will also, if you want to go to the website for DEC, it will say that folks have no further action needed.
So there would be some kind of like indication no further action if it was like a closed.
Right.
There was a big discussion on that one before I purchased the building because I was concerned about the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I think.
And so I went to DEC. I went to, what was that?
No, Barnesburg.
No, Barnesburg. foot. And I went to see them, and they said that it was cleaned up. They put fill in there or something, they gave me a whole line, and my attorney said it was okay. Bob said it was okay. And but I was aware of there was a spill there, and I was aware that...
What did they spill?
I don't think they spilled anything. I think that they, it was something they were doing. They were cleaning...
Some kind of photography.
Not sure what
they
were cleaning there.
It is well documented. We have two lawyers sign off on it. Both the buyer's lawyer, the seller's lawyer. We have title insurance for the property. The title company has signed off on it. So, I'm sorry that I don't have the exact information you're looking for, but if you want to go to the DEC website, it should be on there. And if you want to make that, I'll get it to you one way or another.
Well, what is your concern?
Well, the remediation plan was completed. The easement for that remediation, just understanding your description of it.
But you can't, once they start, you can't stop them. I couldn't stop it if I wanted to.
Oh, no, I'm not suggesting you want to. Either.
No, I couldn't. Even if I wanted to, like I said, they have control of the property. It's right in the deed.
Right. They're keeping control of it for purposes of
forever. If you just buy that property from me, you can read it right in the deed.
Didn't you say there was something here in town hall, Jim, at the last meeting?
Yeah, I mean, this here, and I mean, if you want to read it here, it's got this. Here's the construction that was done, the soil sampling that was taken, metals were found, there were some drums. It was all removed and backfill brought, new soil brought in as backfill.
There was a lot of work done.
Yes.
The question then, did the DEC say, great, we're done?
No, I don't
think. No, you're never done with something like this. It's got to be monitored.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But that's the point of that.
And that's this environmental.
The on-site remedial work was done, but there has to be ongoing monitoring to make sure that it achieved the predicted results.
Right. This allows them access, the code is there, and that's not a tracker.
You can't deny a lot of stuff. It's probably why the floor drains are all held up.
Sure.
You know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Our property right now is probably clear in most properties in the United States. There was an unbelievable amount of cubic feet of soil that was brought in from soil that they dug down. It's not there. All the soil is present there. So. Not an environmental engineer. None of us are. I don't know if we can answer any of those questions.
Basically, they're using this easement to make sure that going forward everything is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my concern as well. Yeah. I went through that story. I know all about it.
Access.
So you have an approved site management plan that you're supposed to comply with them.
They do it on their own. You can't stop them.
They have a right to respect.
They have a right to respect their
own. I think that is part of this act. Especially that we want to make sure that we make just a specific reference to the February 2018 environmental
easement
that is tied to the site plan.
Can I get the other copy of that?
What do we need back?
Just the one copy.
Okay, so we answered that question. More than any further questions for Mr. Stone or Mr. Sears? Well, I think after that last review, also it looks like maybe at one time it had some issues that have been addressed. Part of what we were just coming to at that point, Mr. Stone, was there's a couple of conditions that will likely move. If the board decides to move forward with the application, that we would want to make sure that a couple other conditions were satisfied. One of them would be to make sure that this site plan makes specific reference to that environmental easement that we just reviewed from February 21st, 2018. Right? Because there's some specific things that are called out
in that environmental easement that you need to comply with, right?
There's already been compliance with it.
I understand, but there's an expectation that in order for us to move forward with the proposed use on the site, right, that there's some minimum expectations that need to be met as part of that ongoing. It's an ongoing easement, right?
It's in my deed, and it's with the Environmental Conservation. They just do that. I didn't want it there. It's there, nothing I can do about it. We're saying the
same thing. I'm making sure that you have it all tied together as part of your site plan review. You know what I'm saying?
He's just looking for the little note that references the.
You mean you want to talk that drawing again?
Well, we already had it before. It was never brought up. Well, we're bringing up a couple things for you. One of them is that we need to see a notation on here that there can't be any storage of materials in the containers and no storage in the trucks. That was something that the board had just talked about. I think we're also going to need you to delineate where Champ's awning is on this site plan. Like, where's your other tenants, right? Where do they live in here as far as making sure that it's called out as part of the mixed use on the site?
Well, suppose I throw them out. You won't need to do that, will you?
No, you wouldn't.
Okay. And maybe I'll do that.
Well, that's your prerogative.
Right, yeah. I just didn't think it was going to get this involved like this, you know. I've been there a year and a half, and all of a sudden, this stuff came up.
So you seem like a very nice gentleman. If we don't make these types of stipulations when we go through this review process, the next very nice gentleman that comes in will have seven tenants in this building as well, and that's what we're trying to prevent from happening. Right, you had like four or five folks that were in there, you know, before you bought it, so we're just trying to...
Were they were all committed to being there?
Yeah, not by me.
By the board?
They're supposed to be there. Nope, not by the board.
So wait, did you just go put them in when you want to do that? Is that how it works?
I can't really...
That's how it works when it's a violation.
Right.
Oh, there was a violation. He had violations?
Well, those people weren't there by any approval.
Right.
They had no site plan approval. They just went in and did it.
That's why Jim was out there.
Well, Jim, can I ask you a question?
No, I don't think Jim didn't go out there for that reason. Did you, Jim? That's an interruption, Bob. You didn't go out there for violations, I don't think.
I went out there because your use was evident. There were stone trucks, you know, seen on site.
Right.
That's what put me onto this. Had I known that there was a cabinet maker there or granite countertop fabrication or scrap metal or landscaping business, I would have been there for them too. I just, maybe it predated me, I don't know.
They've been there supposedly.
They could have predated me, I don't know. All I know is if I see something like that and it's not part of the approval, then they got to come in and get approved.
So basically what you would walk out of here with after the close of this discussion is an approval for stone pure shredding and Champ's awning, if you want it. But that would be it.
Can I ask you a question? There's a number of warehouses that I've dealt with over the years. They all have a lot of multiple tenants. Maybe you can help me out with Jim. A lot of times, in most cases, if the uses within that warehouse fit the zone that's allowed in that area, they don't have to go back to site plan every time they have a different tenant in the building. If that was the case, then you would have lines.
Then we'd have to have more parking.
Pardon?
What we're suggesting is one of the things that you would trigger is if you have more tenants, do you have enough parking for all your tenants?
That's true. Now, many times, now Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, and so far you haven't corrected me. Lots of times, we're solving that issue every so often. The site plan has to come before them. For instance, Queensbury is once every 7 years. Once there's a new use that goes into that particular building, if it's been more than 7 years, they ask for a new site plan.
Well,
and the other thing is this. Lots of times, the code enforcement officer is the one that handles that situation.
Sure.
Because if the code is a certain amount of parking for each building, and if the use doesn't comply with the amount of parking that's available, the code enforcement officer will alert the town board. they're being responsible. Maybe a little bit too responsible in this situation. But there's plenty of parking here, and so, you know, and
the point is, we don't know.
This is a much lesser use, too. The use that we have is a much lesser use than was there before. I mean,
sure.
Before that,
that's not
a scary section.
That's not the issue. Is when you walk out here, we only expect two uses, two people using the building. If 6 months a year you've had tenants, we're unaware of that, and that's what we're trying to prevent.
Why do you do that anyway?
Well, I don't know.
I could do it. I do it anyway. Put it in there, and then I come from the board. Matt would come up there and see me, and I'd be back in here.
The point is, it's trying to accommodate what you want to do with your property.
Right.
I'm trying
to give it to you.
And hear me out. If the plan is to have two tenants here, then fine. That's the plan. If the plan knows to have a third or fourth or fifth, the thing to do is to deal with it now, so you don't have to come back. Like, for example, the new building that went up where the barber shop is,
yes,
you know, on Route 9, that was approved just as I was coming on here. It was approved as a mixed-use, multi-tenant building. And so now that property owner, should that barber shop go out, they can bring in another tenant, and that's within their approval. So depends on how you want to do this. If you want to limit this use of this building to your business and this awning company, that's fine. That's what we'll approve it as. If, though, you have a suspicion or a desire or a future idea that you might want to have a third or fourth tenant in here, let's deal with it now. Then you're approved for it, and you don't have to come back.
Because what I see in the application, correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't look to me like you applied for it to be a mixed use.
No, that wasn't my intention.
Well, that's what we're getting at. We're trying to.
If I should put that in there for further use down the road, if I sell the building or something, maybe I should put that in there. But somebody's got to give me the wording for that.
We don't know what you would want to do with your building until you come in front of us. So
right now,
you can appreciate our job here is just to try and draw out of you what should be on the plan. We're trying to give you some guidance. As you speak more, you must
be
learn more. That's
be
also
a little gentle. It's a lesser use. It's a much lesser use. You have chemical company in there. You have guys.
Gary, I think you're misunderstanding. We're not saying that you're not a lesser use. This is on its way to being approved. But before we do that, we just want to make sure you don't get caught again 6 months from now when tenant XYZ comes in here and all of a sudden it shows up and I got to go back out there and say you're not approved for this. You got to come back. If you'd like to have that now, we can accommodate that. If you don't, that's fine too. We're not being critical of your use. We're not saying it's more intense or anything like that. We're just trying to make sure we have your long-range plan for this building accommodated in one approval.
Well, I should put something in there since I want to maybe lease it out to somebody else, spaces out to somebody else.
I don't know. That's up to you. If you don't, that's fine.
I can put that in there. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sure. Correct. And that's what you'd like to do. This is the time to do it. Not because we're expecting only two uses out of that building. But what we vetted out of, you have partitioned several other spots in that building and potential other tenants. And if that's what you think might happen 3 months, 6 months, 2 years from now, it's done and you don't have to worry about coming because you have that approval. And we would more likely approve that. The longer we know that's what your intention might be, versus only two, and then all of a sudden 2 years, there's three other tenants plus the two there. That's what we're trying to do now.
I think this
would
be page to remind this applicant that this is not the end of the world.
Right.
You're not coming to an end. We can, as a board, approve your use with contingent upon you adding certain things to the statute. You don't have to go back there 100 times. We just want to make sure that we get everything there.
And after
approve contingent upon you doing this, decision is, am I going to have two people or am I going to have 40 people in this building? That's all. And that's strictly driven by your desires. And we're not in any attempt to throw you out the door. We're just trying to cover us and you for the future. So, you know, if you want to stay with the two, that's fine. Maybe we can approve you actually tonight if you feel want to, contingent upon you adding certain things to the drawing.
I'll
let the members of the public know we'll take a brief pause. Go ahead.
This counter first.
Yeah.
My understanding is they have a building permit in. It's been issued, and they're supposed to be starting construction.
Who's that?
Sir, took out. Pardon? I've not seen that advertisement, so I'll have to.
I wouldn't care if it advertises.
As far as I know, they're going to be compliant. I've not seen anything there to tell me otherwise. I haven't seen any activity there.
They actually started ripping some stuff out. I noticed they demoed along with the property line on the south side of the building.
You know the landscape guy down there across the one floor? There's a business out there. What are we doing with that? Anything?
I'll talk to Peter about it.
Please do.
I have another one for Peter. Right across from Raleigh EMS. Has anybody noticed all of those brand new fiberglass trailers that are in there? Was that like maybe a dozen or so across?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got S2 Auto Credit and Raleigh EMS. The guy that's just south of where the Pleasant Valley
was the new home.
Right there, there's, you know, the guy that we approved in the corner, Nolan, and the Route 9. I have to probably kick this about this guy because he's got about, I don't know, at least 10 or 12, you know, these fiberglass trailers.
I almost thought that was his
overflow. Well, I didn't know.
I was guessing.
Right? So it's been closed for the proximity. Maybe it's his friend's space.
Because on the corner, he's got those things stacked up.
Way out of the vehicle.
That's south of that Absolute Auto, you said?
Across the street. Right across the street.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just north of the transmission.
We'll talk to Matt a little bit about that.
Okay, a couple of things.
Okay.
Go ahead. Number one, as far as the tenancy goes, there'll be two tenants in the building at this time. And we're seeking approval for two tenants.
Two?
Yes. There's business Stone, and then the fabrication business.
Chance.
Yes. Those are the only two tenants. The one tenant that we're talking about that's 1,000 square feet on the one side of the building. If we could, I don't even know if we need to put that on the map at this point. Maybe not put it on the map, just make a notation.
I think it's, what do you think, Board, as a notation? Would that be sufficient? We're going to add a couple of notations anyways that we've referenced so far.
A notation on the plan.
On the plan.
Just a notation that there's 1,000 square feet. You know, I don't know if we need an engineer to do that.
Well, my opinion would be that if it was noted that there is a tenant, because I'm struggling to think why I would want to limit them to 1,000 square feet. I know what the size of the building is. And
we're very...
For whatever reason, they needed 5,000 square feet within the building, and it still fits.
You don't want to go there.
I'm just saying that I don't want to... Personally, I don't see what the difference is if I was going to allow two businesses in here.
You just want to have a reference that there's a second business located on the site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're saying the same thing.
I was concerned about parking. Yes. 1,000 square feet from him. You don't know.
Okay.
Secondly, about the two tables. there was language and there was discussion points at the last meeting that in these containers sometimes there's shredded paper that doesn't make it down to where it's supposed to be deposited. So sometimes it stays overnight either outside of the building or inside the building. It's not, in general terms, something that happens, but we don't want to be relegated that our containers are going to be empty all the time. The goal is to empty the containers and then bring them back in.
So you're not looking for long-term storage?
No, no long-term
storage. We don't get paid until we're dumped, so we want to get them dumped. I'm assuming the dump is closed and it's covered at the time it's in a container, and the next morning it's right out of it.
And I think you confirmed a little while ago as well, Mr. Stone, that there are no sprinklers in the building.
Correct.
Okay.
So are the containers covered?
Yeah, they're all contained.
The mesh one.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean are you talking about the trucks?
The ones that you're putting in the back.
Those are storage containers. They have a cover over them if they have something in them. The ones that go in the garage is a sealed truck.
And they will be empty,
hopefully. Okay. Sometimes they're not empty because of circumstances, but the goal is to get rid of them.
What's the amount of time on a bad day that you have a container on site that's not empty? How long?
On a Friday night, going until Monday morning.
Okay.
So if we were to put a limit on
it? I mean, this shouldn't be new to the board. We have a large company just down the road. I think it's called Casella.
Mr. Stone, everything about this project is new to the board. So
is it
that's what we're trying to help us understand. Okay.
Sorry.
But you're right.
I just thought it's
No, you're right.
Nobody was here when they moved in?
But your business is the one we're focused on right now.
No.
And you want to know what you are doing. So this is where we're trying to accommodate with you.
Not just said shut up.
No, I did not see
that. And then so what we're talking about now is if we were to limit the storage of containers on site that have materials still left in them, you know, is a week's time enough?
Yes.
Perfect. For the weeks.
And with that, with the trucks, it would be the same. I mean, the truck, obviously, you probably need to get that empty so you can refill it with the next day.
Are we putting a truck? Or are we putting one truck? Or
trucks.
Three trucks? How many trucks can they have at the time they're filled?
It's got to have
Right.
I know, but does it
you're more concerned about fire safety.
I'm more concerned about fire safety, right, because of the sprinkler system.
Lack of
the amount of load on the
I mean, it only takes a second.
How many? So on a really, really bad week, how many containers might you have with stuff still left in?
I was talking about, we're talking about two different things. The containers are roll-off containers.
Okay.
And they're outside. Yeah, we pick up the one on a construction site, we come in there, we roll them off. It doesn't have a cover over it. I think they're talking about the shredding trucks that come in. This is a sealed truck. The machine is inside the truck, shreds it, and it's completely airtight in there.
And then it's inside the building?
Then it would go inside the building, yes. Usually we have to get rid of that right away because people that we pick it up from want to know where it's gone.
Right, but in a worst case, it could be like, on a worst case, it could be like from a Friday to a Monday?
Kind of yes, like you just said. You said
less than a week.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that much.
And how many trucks? Potentially?
When we got this.
listed
on there, number of trucks, six trucks?
You said
eight
could be. How many of the eight might still have materials on board, I guess?
Hopefully not all of them.
That's the number.
Three.
So the open containers that are picking up can be construction debris. Anything can go in an open container.
They're outside.
Okay, so let me just take a scenario. So nothing's going to leak out of those containers. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I thought you were actually just
doing paper. That was the boxes, trucks. The open-end containers is a whole other part of this business. I thought too, but by listening to this carefully, the shredded paper is just in the box.
Yeah, now I get that.
The open containers are now any kind of construction, any kind of debris.
Well, you know how that happens? Because I'm just confused. I might be able to explain it. What happened is years ago, we would go to a bank, we drop off a roll-off container, and they throw all your documents in there. We take that roll-off container to the dump it on the ground, and they would cover it up. And you know what's happened since then. We had to buy these trucks, so we would take those customers and shred it. They didn't want to get rid of it.
So you're not just the shredding business; you are also on the removal of construction debris.
Yes.
And those are the roll-offs that would be outside.
That's the ones on the list.
Is that a separate business than the shredding business?
No, it's the same thing. They're two. What happened is we didn't want to go in the shredding business. We had no choice. Otherwise, lose the banks. This is 20 years ago.
So is the construction debris a different business?
No, same business.
It's called
Stone Company. We do
Stone
a lot of
Secure Shredding.
Wait, first, let me. We do a lot of things.
Yes.
We don't only do this. This is what you see.
Sure. Yes.
We've seen our toilets and tanks, and we a lot of different stuff.
Correct.
This is all of its own because of the environmental issues in your identity being stolen.
That's the shredding part. I got that. Now let's move to the outside with the open end containers. Is that part of the shredding business, or is that a different business of the stone of your stone
empire? The shredding business is part of the roll-off container business.
So the roll-off container is a different business than the shredding business.
No.
Let me reword this question. The shredding is going to be in the building. That shredding leases space to your space for your construction. Construction roll-off. Is that true or false?
False.
Okay. So then,
one company. Stone is one company. Stone is one company. The shredding came into play because
so
we set up your stuff.
Second company that you own.
No, there's one company.
One company.
That does several different things.
Okay.
They do shredding and they do construction debris.
It's all disposal.
It's all the same business.
One entity.
Okay.
But that's two different divisions or operations in effect.
They do two different services.
Right. So
okay.
Initially, we were talking about 8 trucks coming in and out of the property with shredded paper. Now you use a different fleet of trucks for the roll-offs.
It's a different type of truck.
Right. So you have a different level of traffic.
What does that say? Stone shredding on the side of the cap?
This says stone containers.
So that's a separate business?
Not necessarily. I have a lot of stone stuff.
Are we talking business or are we talking stone containers?
Well, I think what we're talking about is for the board to help understand for itself the different types of truck traffic that the site's going to see. My understanding or my impression that I'm getting so far is that you'll have trucks associated with the shredding side of the business which would come and go from inside the building, and you could have as many as 8 trucks at a time inside the building, and a few of those could have materials left over from a job that would then offload the next day. Let me pause there and see if I've got that right.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll also have additional truck traffic to the rear of the building with different types of trucks. These are trucks that would be set up to handle roll-off containers. And those trucks would be coming and going to pick up and drop off roll-off containers to the rear of the building.
That's right.
And some of those containers are going to be empty, but some of those will have materials in them as well?
Yes.
Okay. So, we're good so far?
My gut belief is that's a separate business.
Well,
that's
Mr. Stone would own and operate the property, right? That's called Stone Industries. He's got stone containers going to the rear. He's got stone shredding going inside.
He knows us.
But
it's
actually like a third use of the site.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm trying to point out.
Yeah.
And not that it's wrong. It needs to be vetted out, and so that now we actually have a third use for the building, or the property, which is okay, but it needs to be.
Now you know it.
Okay. And I'll take
following this to a construction operation firm, Stone, well, Stone, even though you're not in construction. He has one division of that that does nothing but painting the buildings, but the other division of his business constructs.
Mm-hmm.
And he may even have another one which is does the electrical,
but
they're all under his umbrella. But we have.
I don't disagree with you, Peter. But when he's coming in front of us is the entity is Stone Shredding.
Right.
Stone Shredding is a different entity.
That's the
umbrella. So here's the.
That's the umbrella company for everything, all the work that he does.
I don't think so.
They call XYZ Construction. And again, I get my payment. I have my construction crew, electrical people. They're all different. Business and taxes and everything else, the different divisions of that entity, but they're still the same. So this is one business. One entity is the same business, granted. But the other thing else, we're not stolen.
Can we go forward? I appreciate the input. Can we continue on? I think most of the majority of work is that it's one umbrella business.
And I get the differentiation in uses. One is a roll-off container use. The other one is a truck that transports shredded paper. I get it. So, where does that leave us?
Well, I guess the first question to answer, which I think we already answered, is are these permitted uses for the site?
I believe they are.
So it looks like we've got two primary uses for the site. One is under the umbrella of stone shredding / stone container service. And then the other use is for Chance Awning, which is a awning installer / supplier.
They do use this as a warehouse.
Use it as warehouse storage.
And there's no retail occurring on the site at all.
Is that correct? No retail? Okay. What, are you good?
Yes. Sure. Yeah. I have a question. Do we have other precedent for storing construction debris on the site? And roll-offs?
Well, I don't want to pull the zoning administrator card, but sometimes I have to. I made the determination. It's an allowed use.
Yeah.
So
it's
a business that services highway traffic or whatever the phrase is.
We're going to provide some identification or a limit to the amount of trucks that can be stored in the building for less than a week's period of time. I think you said four. I don't know if that's what the board said or not. In terms of no more than four trucks that are stored with leftover materials in them would be less than a week. The question for the board is, do you want to have any identified restriction or limitation to the containers that are stored out back with materials in them?
No.
Did you already talk about that?
I believe the limit of 7 days is going to be, it's my opinion, that's going to self-regulate.
Yeah.
You know, again,
limit the amount of cannabis that could be pulled out there.
You're talking about inside, but yeah.
Talking about outside. Okay. Because we limited it to 7 days. I mean, if they can.
In or out. Inside or outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the outside containers, I mean, you know. That's what if he can fill up 91 of those, and he's got to go get rid of them in a week and then bring it back.
Does that get paid? We don't get paid until we dump them.
You don't get paid until you dump the storage container?
All of them.
You send the roll-offs.
The roll-offs?
Roll-offs.
So it's not in your interest to have containers sitting there on your lot full of stuff?
No, it's not. No. Once they're there, because we have to put it in a waste slip. In a waste slip, and we can't, in the middle of custom, but we find the bell.
Okay, it just wants to become a salt landfill.
Yeah, because it could be as much as
91 or 82,
so it's still 10%. It's still 10%.
Or the where is there for that?
Yeah, why don't we send that to the state?
What we're talking about is for the containers that are stored out back to provide a restriction or a limitation that at the time, at whatever point in time you choose, no more than 10% of the containers out back have items in them.
Does that sound reasonable to you, Mr. Stone?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going to have that. What's that? It doesn't sound to me like you're going to have that.
No. I'm trying to agree that we're going
to get this.
All right, with that, I'm going to go ahead and, in light of the fact that I think we've exhausted our questions for it.
I guess on the site plan, if the container company is a different name, just to have that on the site plan. If it's not Stone Secure Shredding, if it's Stone Roll Off, whatever, just have that name on it, it's off.
In other words, he's got to put a sign up on every container that's.
No.
It's on the plan.
On the site plan. If that company has a different name, which I believe it does, it should be on the site plan.
Can I ask you, what's the point?
So that we know that which businesses are using that property.
So I think you know Snow is using the property. I've said that 1,000 times in all your documentation.
No, always when you came to us, it was is Stone Secure. And this evening we found out about the awning, and then we found out about Stone Container. So there's three names that are using the building. I don't care if there's three, but I just want the three to be placed on the title, just so that we know which three are using the building, the property.
Still makes questions the same. What's the point?
So we know which businesses are using the property. That's the point.
The business using the property is Stone Industries. That's who's using the property.
So you've got one entity called Stone Industries. Yes. And what you're doing with your letterhead is like a PBA.
Where did you put it?
No.
Let's go ahead and close the public hearing. And I'll ask you what you might want to do with this application at this time. Would it be helpful for you to do a recap of what
sure.
I have for notations or potential conditions?
Yes.
I think that would be lovely.
Jim, check my math. The first one that I have is that we have a notation that delineates the multi-use on the site with another tenant known as Champs On.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That there is a environmental easement dated February 21st, 2018.
Yep.
We want to make sure that that notation is made on the plan and that the requirements laid out in that easement are adhered to as part of the
mm-hmm.
site plan.
Yep.
Uh, that we want to limit the storage of containers with materials in them in two categories, but in both cases it would be for less than 1 week. Inside the building, we have no more than four trucks at any given time with materials on board. Mm-hmm. And outside, in the rear of the property, we have no more than 10% of the total containers that are on site at any given time with materials in them.
Yep.
And then we basically have two uses on the site. One is between Stone Industries, and the other is with Champs Awning.
I think you covered that in your first one.
Yep. And then, so I was going to the point that Reed was trying to make that part of the shared use is also with the entity Stone Container. So you've got Stone Shredding plus Stone Container outside.
Yep.
Do you have anything else for
the requirement that the any of the roll-offs, the exterior storage containers that are in use are securely covered, which I'm sure you're going to do anyway.
I think they're covered probably anyway, right?
Or to get down the highway, I'm sure they are.
Oh, yeah.
Got tarp over them.
Yeah, so yeah. Anything that's...
We just like to make sure those are on there when they're outdoors and on-site.
For any further? What would you like to do with this application for Stone Secure Shredding?
Make a motion to approve the site plan for Stone Secure Shredding with the contingency conditions.
I have five by your account, Ron.
Five total?
Yep.
Motion to approve Stone Secure Shredding with the conditions noted previously, five in total, by Eric. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Jerry. Any further discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Antis?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Favor?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
No.
Chairman?
Yes. Motion carries.
Ron, does that mean that, Jim, what does that mean as far as, do we just make a notation with a simple letter, or do we put it on?
It needs to be on the site plan.
Okay, so we get it to you, and you approve it.
No, you take the notations, put on the site plan, bring the site plan into the office, the board members will sign it,
okay.
And then you're done. And then I'm also going to be sending you a notice of decision with a conditional approval with five conditions.
So that one is set so we know exactly what needs to be
done. Right, right.
So we need 10 copies of that?
No, not 10.
How much?
We need two, one for you, one for us.
Okay. Charges me $2,500 if you have to
do it. I'll get them. Is anything else that you'd like to see happen with this application?
I'll make a motion for the chairman and one other board member to sign the Mylar when they are complete.
I have a motion that the chairman and one other member sign the final Mylars for the application once complete by Jerry. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Reed. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? I don't concur. So what that basically said was, once you have that, once you have those notations that we rattle off those five notes made on here, which makes the Mr. Stone very happy, then that comes in, and then the chairman and one other member will review it, make sure it's completely accurate, but sign it in the record.
Thank you for your time and patience.
Thank you for your
time. All your questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, wait.
Whatever you want. Thank you, Ron. Bye-bye. Thanks. Mr. Martin, do you have anything else for us?
No.
I have a question.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mobile home guy that we gave approval to, we gave him till the end of August.
To hook up to the water?
Yes.
And if he's not already done so, he's in the process of doing so.
Okay, very well, thank you.
Part of those trailers in the way, maybe that's why it couldn't be. Anything else, Mark?
So he's using the space other than what he said he uses?
I don't know that we've ever reviewed anything that we approved for the space, but it just probably wasn't it.
Okay. Yeah. Peter has a long list now, doesn't he?
Well, that's what we're wrong.
Hey, Rick. Yes, sir.
I encourage you to call him.
What? I think you didn't know there's multiple uses in that.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't my meeting. Board, have a happy Labor Day. Eric, go a second.
Yes.
So Jerry, all in favor, aye.
Aye. Enjoy your holiday.
Whatever everybody's